The description of the appearance of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. In the morning time, that way, from 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, in English, translation of our revered spiritual master, Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, was read. The evening time, Aditya Acharya Prabhu, also read those three chapters in, and he spoke in Oriya language. In Harivamsa there is also description, the appearance of Krishna. In Gopal Champu, written by Jiva Goswami, there is also description of appearance of Krishna. What I say, I'll recite Gopal Champu, and I have to speak in two languages. First in Oriya, then in English, in this way, I'll go on. So I request one and all to sit patiently, quietly, and hear with concentrated attention, because the hearing of this transcendental Leela Kahani, Bhagavan Krishna is auspicious. Śrīmatāṁ Svakatā Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Udhyastoya Bhadrāni Vidunu Visusvatāṁ Bhāgata says. To hear this transcendental Leela Kahani of Bhagavan Krishna is all auspicious. And it will, if you hear, putting full faith and concentrated attention, all the contaminations, material contaminations there in your heart will be cleansed up, heart will be purified, no other means is there. Therefore, Bhagavan Sri Krishna descends here. Though Bhagavan Krishna has an eternal abode in the spiritual sky, known as Sajidanandamaya Dham, Sanmaya Chinmaya Anandamaya Dham, full of eternality, full of knowledge, and full of blissfulness. He is always engaged there, completely absorbed there. This transcendental Leela, especially Rasa Leela, he enjoys and he relishes the mellow. Why you come here? To this material world, which is not a dham, it's completely opposite to the transcendental dham, Sajidanandamaya dham. This material world is asat, achit, niranandamaya. It is temporary, it's full of ignorance, full of miseries. Why you come here? What business he has? Because Śrutaṁ sarva bhūtānaṁ is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. He has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. You have forgotten Krishna from time immemorial. And you are under the clutches of Maya. But Krishna has not forgotten you, because he is your well-wishing friend. He always runs behind you. He is there in your heart as Paramatma. He never desires you. And he descends here. This material world with his dham, with his associates, many incarnations he descends also, and manifests these transcendental leelas. The purpose is, this will be recorded, the Leela Kahanis will be recorded in books. And if their devotees, sadhu, vaishnava, mahādhan, they will come, they will recite and speak, preach. This should be heard, this should be read, this should be meditated, this should be deliberated upon. Thereby, you will get peacefulness, blissfulness, heart will be cleansed up that you can understand what is your constitutional position. Your constitutional position is the eternal servant of the Lord, Krishna. Krishna is the eternal master. And also, Krishna comes here, kridartha, to play with his devotees, dear devotees, to relish his leela, also the mellow of transcendental leela. And that, in addition, he also gives you opportunity to release it also. Moreover, he also comes here, sadhu sanrakshana, to protect his dear devotees. That's the purpose. So now, I will read from Gopal Champu. This in a nice song form. I'll sing. I want you, if you will follow it with me. It's nice to sing it. Singdha kantha madhu kantha nami kabi doyo.
Singdha kantha madhu kantha nami kabi doyo.
Nanda raju darbare niti gita gayo.
Nanda raja darbare niti gita gayo.
Eko dina sabha
Amaro, Toyota, Soiva.
তো জাগো যজ্ঞ আমি সমাপিলো দ্বাদশী পরম ব্রত নাই আচরিলো
দ্বাদশী পরম ব্রত নাই আচরিলো
এ নবচন নন্দ করিয়া শ্রবণ কহিলে মধুর
তুমি সুদামুখী সখী
পুরিবে অবশ্য বাঞ্ছা দুঃখ হবে দূর
পুরিবে অবশ্য
There are two poets named Snigdha Kantha and Madhukantha. Daily they sing songs in the assembly of Nanda. One day they started singing how Nanda Raj got sung. Nanda Raj performed many sacrifices. Still, son was not born. All the residents of Brajbhumi, all his friends, all also took up some bow, some brother, offered some worship. For Nanda Maharaj to have a son. Still, that no son was coming. Jasamati, wife of Nanda Maharaj, very much distressed, they gave up eating, always sitting, hanging down her face, only shedding tears, crying. Seeing this condition of his wife, Nanda Maharaj became very much distressed, consoled her various ways. What is the will of providence that will take place? His wife, Yashoda Mata, said, "My dear husband, I'll tell what I've thought up in my heart. I performed many sacrifices, took up many bhoj vrata, but I have not done dvadasi paramakata." Hearing this, Nanda Maharaj said, became very happy, said, "Yes, very good. We have not done so. So, we must do." Nanda Maharaj called his priest from him. He heard what is the procedures, rules, regulations for this dvadasi brother. Priest said everything. Then they decided we should observe this brother, pick up this brother. Then Madhukantha said, "Nanda jaso mati brato basare ko koilo,
Nanda jaso mati brato
শেষে এক বড় সুস্বপ্ন হইল,
ব্রত শেষে এক বড়
সুস্বপ্ন হইল, স্বয়ং শ্রী হরি যেন বলে প্রসন্ন হইয়া, স্বয়ং শ্রী হরি যেন বলে প্রসন্ন হইয়া, অচিরে ফলিবে আশা শুন মন দিয়া,
অচিরে ফলিবে আশা
শুন মন দিয়া, প্রতিকল্পে হইয়ামি তোমার সন্তান,
প্রতিকল্পে হই আমি তোমার সন্তান,
বিকল্প সে মত হব সত্য বলি জানো,
বিকল্প সে
প্রভাত হইল দে ডাকে পক্ষী গণ
প্রভাত হইল দেখে ডাকে পক্ষী গণ
রাণী সহ যমুনাতে যাইতে মন
রাণী সহ যমুনাতে যাইতে মন
যথাবিধি স্নান করি রাণীর সহিত
যথাবিধি স্নান করি
দান দিতে আরম্ভিল আপন হাতে তো পাই আনন্দের দান সবে পূর্ণ হইল
পাই আনন্দের দান
সোদার দয় উচ্চ করি বৈল
সোদার
নন্দ মহারাজ কি সরস্বতী দেবী কি গৃহেতে আছি আনন্দ শ্রী বিষ্ণুকে দিল
গৃহেতে আছি আনন্দ
নিত্য কর্ম বিধি যত সব মাপিল
নিত্য
অতি শীঘ্র ধরবারে নই প্রবেশিল
অতি শীঘ্র ধরবারে
গুরু দ্বিজ পূজ্যজনে বন্দনা করিল আসি গলে শ্রীব কণ্ঠ ওরে কি বা হল
আসি
মধু কণ্ঠ তবে কথা আরম্ভ করিল
মধু কণ্ঠ আরম্ভ করিল
আই স্পিক ইন ইংলিশ নন্দ মহারাজ এন্ড যশোমতী রানী দে টু গট দিস ব্রাদার অবজার্ভ ফর ওয়ান ইয়ার So at the end of brother, Nanda Maharaj saw very nice dream. Lord Hari himself, being very much pleased, was saying that your desires will be very soon fulfilled. Nibri Kalpa, I come as your son. And this kalpa also I will come as your son. This is true. I will manifest my babyhood leela in your griha. Understand griha. Every day you will see it, you will be very happy. Nanda Maharaj saw this nice, very good dream. Then sleep broke. It was morning. Guards were sleeping. Nanda Maharaj thought of, he'll go to take bath in Jamuna with his wife, Jasamati. Both Nanda and Jasamati came to Jamuna to take bath. Nanda Maharaj also took not so well. Charity. All the demigods, munis, rishis, they all came in the guise of beggars to get charity from Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj and his wife Jasamati took bath, then they started giving charity. All became very much satisfied and pleased getting charity from Nanda Maharaj. All of them very loudly shouted, Nanda Maharaj ki jai! Jasamati Rani ki jai! Nanda Maharaj came back home, then offered worship to Bhagavan Vishnu. Finishing every daily activities, nitya karma, he came to his assembly, Darwar, and also he offered respect to gurus, brahmins, those who are worshipable, respectable personalities. After that, again Siddha Kantha asked, what happened then? Then he started saying,
Rado doro bhare nando jokhon na bosilo Rado doro bhare nando jokhon na bosilo Dwari kohi rad dware taposi anilo Dwari kohi rad dware संगे ब्रह्मचारी हो सुंदर दर्शन संगे ब्रह्मचारी हो सुंदर दर्शन ब्रह्मचारिणी संगे अति मनोरम Hello. Oh, no. শুভ আশীর্বাদ
হাত দিয়া
gatekeeper came and informed that one Tapasi, one Brahmacharini had come. And with her, a Brahmachari was also there. Hearing this, Nanda Maharaj stood up from his Assam seat, welcomed the Brahmachari and Brahmacharini, Tapasi, three of them seated, nice seats. Nanda Maharaj washed their feet, offered worship to them. Then Yashoda Mata cried at the feet of the Brahmacharini Tapasi. That Tapasi took up Yashoda Mata and to her lap and putting her hand on the head of Yashoda Mata, blessed her, said, "My dear queen, very subtly, nice song is coming. You take bath." Hearing all these things, all gopa gopis, our men and our women, said, "Nandarani ki jai!" Said, "Joy, joy, huh?"
Upananda hasi bole, e gopula bana.
Upananda hasi bole, e gopula bana.
Mahatirtha rupe tabe, hoi bhagana. শুনি সর্বজনে নন্দে যোগিনীর পাদবন্ধ বন্দে জনে জনে
যোগিনীর
sing, I only sing with the Pachari, the girl is not too famous.
Sighra tave kori dilo, utiro nirmano, aate do gini devi, kailo bhatano. Sighra kantha bhole bhai, aate ki ba গর্ভে কৃষ্ণ কে মধ্যে আইল মধু কণ্ঠ মনে মনে করিল বিচার সব গোপ্য কথা দি করিব বিচার তবে নন্দ ধরি দাদ কৃপা শুভ স্বপ্নানন্দ দেখে আতবিধে নীলবর্ণ এক শিশু গগনে বেড়া স্বর্ণবর্ণ কন্যা এক তারে ঘেরি
Prophecy,